Like many other human rights campaigns, the video released by the organization Invisible Children got help from celebrities. One of them was Hollywood film actress Angelina Jolie, who spoke out against the elusive Lord's Resistance Army leader Joseph Kony.
He's an extraordinarily horrible human being who his time has come. And it's lovely to see that young people are raising up as well.
A collective of celebrities and U.S. high school students used social media to promote the video, which has become the fastest growing ever on the internet in terms of views. Lori Handrahan watched it and thinks the Invisible Children campaign is revolutionizing advocacy. The international human rights expert at American University in Washington says other human rights advocates should also build new activist communities by using social media more effectively.
I believe that the professionals who have been working in humanitarian response for decades really need to start to embrace this element and understand that it's here and it's for the good.
The stated goal of the video is to bring Kony to justice at the International Criminal Court to face charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. The insurgency he has led started as an anti-Ugandan government rebellion. For decades, it has waged attacks across Central Africa, displacing hundreds of thousands of people, abducting children and maiming victims. A longtime advocate against the LRA, Washington-based Michael Poffenberger, says the video is just a hint of what groups like Invisible Children and his own organization, Resolve, are doing.
I know that there's a big strategy that's gone on behind this effort that we'll be taking steps to channel that awareness into concrete measures that actually help protect people on the ground who are suffering LRA attacks.
Invisible Children and Resolve have been working together on an online LRA crisis tracker, which has a map and timeline for current and past LRA attacks. They have also been pushing for more U.S. involvement, both militarily and to help LRA-affected areas develop economically. Lots of the social media commentary spawned by the video has been negative, ranging from the inadequacies of Western-style justice to the fact the much-diminished LRA has already been pushed out of Uganda, or that U.S. activists should focus on American problems. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Washington.